This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can order stuff online until the cows come home, but at some point, the company from which you buy whatever it is has to figure out how to get it to your house. Amazon, whence a whole lot of us buy stuff online, rolled out in some cities earlier this year, same-day shipping on groceries, Amazon Fresh, it's called. Now they're taking that idea one step further, using what they know about us to guess what people in a given area might want to buy, light bulbs, toilet paper, what have you, then putting that on a truck that patrols the streets waiting for somebody to place an order. They are, in a way, shipping the stuff even before we buy it. Marcus Woltzen writes about that, Amazon's new plan, that is, for Wired. Marcus, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We did a quick thing on this anticipatory package shipping algorithm that Amazon has come up with a little while ago. And in all honesty, I kind of poo-pooed it because it seems ridiculous on the face. Not so, you say.
Well, you know, it depends on how you think about them using it. Yes, if you sort of think about a package suddenly arriving at your door that you didn't order.
Unbidden, yeah.
That's right. One thing. But our idea was that as Amazon tries to roll out same-day delivery, that this anticipatory shipping algorithm could be used to kind of figure out what to put in these trucks. And then, lo and behold, somebody orders something that Amazon predicted they or someone in that general vicinity would order, and it's already on that truck ready to bring to that person's door.
The idea, though, of those trucks trolling through neighborhoods is well nigh apocalyptic, right? I mean, it totally makes sense because that's the way it's got to work. But can you imagine?
Well, it's not as apocalyptic as Amazon sending out a million drones.
Drones,
from its
yeah, that's a whole different Wired article, man. We're not even going there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it actually does relate to this whole concept because when Amazon came out with this idea of drones, and of course that attracted a lot of attention.
Yeah, in that 60 Minutes piece a couple of months ago, yeah.
Exactly. But it doesn't actually make a whole lot of sense for the way Amazon operates. Like, it's really actually a pretty inefficient idea to send out an individual drone for every order that somebody places. But when you think about a truck, it's not nearly as sexy as a drone. Yeah. But especially after this last holiday season where a lot of orders came late from Amazon, and there was a real sort of public back and forth between Amazon, UPS, FedEx over whose fault it really was. Amazon would love to have its own trucks so that they don't have to so that they can be in control. If there's one thing that Amazon likes, it's to be in control.
Other than doing it because they can, what are they trying to accomplish? Because it does seem a little bit gimmicky. I mean, yes, I know we're a society now that wants everything when we want it, but come on.
For Amazon, it continues to be about this push to overtake brick-and-mortar stores as the main way that people buy things. I mean, online retail is still a very small portion of commerce in the U.S. It's something like 6% of retail purchases. So there's a lot of runway left for Amazon, and Amazon still isn't a particularly profitable company.
Yeah, which actually is an important fact, right? I mean, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has foregone profits to get this logistics hub and all of this stuff up and running.
Right. It's to get big.
Right.
But in order for that to justify itself, at this point, it still has to get bigger.
Marcus Woltzen, he writes for Wired. Marcus, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Kai.